confirmed, Mullen would take over an agency that's partially shut down. Democratic lawmakers are demanding changes to how federal immigration agents operate. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. Kind of a somber way to begin this hour of music on KPR, but what a beautiful piece. The Intermezzo No. 2 of Johannes Brahms, played by pianist Peter Miyamoto from a recording in the KPR Live Performance Studio in 2023. Coming up on 11 minutes past 10, Kansas Public Radio on a Thursday morning, and what a gorgeous day it's going to be. Sunshine, upper 70s today. Winds around 5 miles per hour. Can't beat that. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Destiny is off again today. She'll be back tomorrow for Classics by Request. And later this hour, music inspired by the sea from the English composer Frank Bridge. We'll hear that in our next half hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music Conference, offering panel discussions, production workshops, and more, Sunday, March 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library. Information at mixmaster2026.com. Well, next, it's by Alexander Borodin. He started work on an opera called Prince Igor. He did not live to finish the opera. It was completed by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov and Alexander Glazunov, first performed in 1890. Here's the overture by Borodin, performed by the Boston Pops. Arthur Fiedler is the conductor on Kansas Public Radio. That's the overture from Prince Igor by Alexander Borodin, composed in the late 19th century and performed on KPR by Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra. We're so glad to have you with us for the classics this morning on KPR. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Destiny is off today. She'll be back tomorrow. And Jeff Watson's your man with classical music today from noon to 3, so please keep it right here. Where support for classical music and NPR News comes from KU's Natural History Museum, hosting the 5th Annual Celebration of Women in Science, featuring hands-on experiments with scientists, Saturday, March 28th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's some 20th century chamber music now. This is by American composer David Diamond. His quintet in B minor is performed by the KUHF Chamber Music Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. that's a vigorous ending. That's the quintet in B minor by American composer David Diamond on Kansas Public Radio. We heard it played by the KUHF Chamber Music Ensemble. KUHF is the NPR station in Houston, Texas. It's 10:37, and there's more music inspired by the sea in this half hour by composer Frank Bridge. Virtual Cinema Go-Go is back tomorrow night with more cinematic treasures. This time it's The Mummy's Hand, the film debut of Karis the Mummy, who is bent on pretty much strangling the entire cast. Also from 1962, The Hand of Death. Get your free ticket now at kansaspublicradio.org and join us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Well, from the early 20th century comes The Sea. It's an orchestral suite written in 1910 by English composer Frank Bridge. He described it as a symphonic tone poem and attempts to portray the seascape, sea foam, and a storm at sea. So here's The Sea by Frank Bridge, performed by Vernon Handley and the Ulster Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. The symphonic poem, The Sea, by English composer Frank Bridge, here for you on Kansas Public Radio. That's, well, we went on to other places that we aren't ready to go to on this Thursday morning here at KPR. I'm Darrell Brogdon. Destiny is off today. She'll be back tomorrow for Classics by Request. What a forecast we have. Sunny skies, upper 70s today. It'll be in the upper 40s tonight, mid-80s tomorrow, and upper 80s on Sunday. A little blast of summer. No sooner do we get finished with winter than we just skip right on into summer. I'm not down with that. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. Temperatures 59 in Topeka this hour, 62 in downtown Kansas City, 64 here at the University of Kansas. Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour this morning, there's lots of fun from Edvard Grieg and the Holberg Suite. That's at 11 o'clock. And one of the cello concertos by Luigi Boccherini from the 18th century. He was a cello virtuoso himself and wrote lots of music. All coming up.
A recent strike by therapist.
All Things Considered is today. And every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on KPR. We're live, we're local. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues after the news from National Public Radio. 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 11:01.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwelt the Happiest Land in the World, followed by other Nordic countries and Costa Rica in the top five. You're listening to NPR from New York.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's your place to find classical music and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. The time is 11:04. Tchaikovsky on a Thursday morning. That's the waltz from Eugene Onegin, played here on Kansas Public Radio by the Kirov Orchestra and Chorus. The conductor is Valerie Gurdjieff. Glad you joined us for classical music today on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Darryl Brogdon here for Destiny. We'll be back here for Classics by Request tomorrow. Later in the hour, we'll hear a romance by Carlos Paredes, who was one of the great, great guitar players, although he didn't turn professional until he was in his 60s. More about that later on. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole fellow Chandram Gashi welcomes Poland's ambassador to the United States, Bogdan Klich, March 31st at 7:30 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Well, next, it's the very popular Holberg Suite by Edvard Grieg, based on some 18th century dance music. Here to perform at the Guildhall String Ensemble on KPR. Kansas Public Radio with the Holberg Suite by Edvard Grieg, originally composed for the piano, but a year after that, Grieg came back to this suite and turned it into a work for string orchestra. Still to come, we'll hear more music for strings, including a cello concerto by Luigi Boccherini, who wrote quite a few of those. That's later in this half hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU School of Music's Midwestern Music Camp, offering learning opportunities for middle and high school-age musicians, June 7th through 11th and 14th through 18th. Registration details at music.ku.edu. After the noon news today, Jeff Watson's here, and he'll bring you the closest thing to a cello concerto that Tchaikovsky ever wrote, Variations on a Rococo Theme. And the Sierra Winds play the music of William Grant Still. That's all this afternoon, 12 to 3 on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio, the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Thank you. the Kronos Quartet here on KPR with the Romance Number 1. That's by Carlos Paredes, who was a Portuguese guitar player considered at the time one of the greatest in the world. In fact, he didn't turn professional until he was 61 years old. He kept his job working in the radiology department at a Portuguese hospital. He said once that he loved music too much to live from it. News from National Public Radio is coming your way in about 20 minutes. Jeff Watson is on deck to bring you classical music this afternoon till it's time for All Things Considered at 3 p.m. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com. It's 11:39 here at KPR, and we'll wind up this hour of music with one of the cello concertos by Luigi Boccherini. He was from the 18th century. He was a cellist himself, and he wrote, I think it's 19 cello concertos in all. We'll catch up to him right in the middle of that streak with his concerto number 8. This is Anthony Halsted and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. The cellist is Timothy Hugh on Kansas Public Radio. Luigi Boccherini's Cello Concerto No. 8 on Kansas Public Radio. Timothy Hugh was the cellist, along with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra led by Anthony Halsted. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. What's left of this morning, this Thursday morning on KPR. I'm Darryl Brogdon in for Destiny. Today's show return tomorrow, and Jeff Watson is on deck to bring you classical music, including some Tchaikovsky, in the noon hour today. So All those reasons to stick around here at KPR, where support for classical music comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. The forecast today is pretty nice. Sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, not too much wind, and tonight cloudy in the evening, then clearing off, upper 40s. Sunshine mid-80s tomorrow. Watch out this weekend. Sunshine upper 80s, nearly 90 degrees expected in the KPR listing area on Saturday. Temperatures in the upper 60s right now, 67 last time I looked, here at KU in Lawrence, also in Topeka, and in downtown Kansas City. KPR's next virtual... We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or better yet, just tell those smart speakers of yours to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, serving children and families through the CASA program, where trained volunteers advocate for abused and neglected children in court. Details at CASALVKS.org. It's 12:01.
Live from AR from New York.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service. Dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. That's the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Paul Perret, and Dan Slav, or Slavic Dance, and a lively one from French composer Emmanuel Chabrier, here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues as we enter the afternoon time. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have joined you, and coming up in this noon hour are the Sierra Winds. They'll bring us music for Winds and Harp, a folk suite from William Grant Still. And a concert piece, music for violin and orchestra, by the great Max Brook. That's all ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. Cellist Misha Maisky and the Philharmonia Orchestra bring us our next performance. It's from Tchaikovsky, and it's the closest that he ever came to writing a full concerto for cello and orchestra. Composed back in the day for a virtuoso by the name of Wilhelm Fitzenhagen. We'll hear variations on a Rococo theme for cello and orchestra next on Kansas Public Radio. From Tchaikovsky, his variations on a Rococo theme for cello and orchestra. Cellist Misha Maisky and the Philharmonia Orchestra under conductor Giuseppe Sinopoli. That was our performance for today. Still to come, music for violin and orchestra. Max Brook and a wonderful concert piece. We're a few minutes away from that here in our noon hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center and KU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, Saturday, April 11, 10:30 a.m. Details at powwow.ku.edu. And Delicious Del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicious Del Sur's Facebook page. A little time spent next with the Sierra Winds, and music by William Grant Still, Folk Suite Number 2, for flute, clarinet, bassoon, and harp, next on KPR. There we heard Folk Suite Number 2, music for flute, clarinet, bassoon, and harp, composed by William Grant Still, and a performance by the Sierra Winds, here on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up on 1240, 20 minutes to go until our next NPR news update. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. We've got sunny skies and 72 degrees here on the KU campus. Today it warms up to about 80 degrees, but tonight partly cloudy, a low of 48. Tomorrow, another nice day, sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org. Time now for a late work for you by the composer Max Brook, composed in 1910, written at the time for a violin virtuoso by the name of Willie Hess, a pupil of the great Joseph Joachim. Concert piece for violin and orchestra performed here by violinist Maxim Fedotov, the Russian Philharmonic, and conductor Dmitry Oblonsky, next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends that concert piece for violin and orchestra, a late piece by composer Max Brook, composed in 1910. We listen to violinist Maxim Fedotov with the Russian Philharmonic, conducted by Dmitry Oblonsky, today on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 1 p.m., stay tuned next for an NPR News update. The next hour of classical music brings us the Gassenhauer Trio, a piano trio by Beethoven. We have that as well as one of the symphonies of Franz Joseph Haydn. That and quite a bit more classical music still to come here on a Thursday afternoon. An afternoon where currently it is 72 degrees here on the KU campus with sunny skies. For tonight, we should have partly cloudy skies, a low of about 48. Looks like the weekend's going to be about the same. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s for Friday, 51 for a low Friday night, and sunny and a high of 88 degrees on Saturday. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.